I'm Gary Schnitke. I'm a professor of farm management and an extension specialist at the University of Illinois.
Gary, recently your department came out with some projections about seed corn costs and how those have changed, looking at some trends. Can you share a little bit more about that report?
Yeah, what we did was we looked at seed cost and how it's increased since 1996, and probably nobody surprised, it has increased quite a lot, and where we saw the highest increases was between 2006 through 2009. In those 4 years, we saw double-digit increases in seed cost, and that happened at the same time that corn prices increased. So we've seen quite large increases in seed cost in the past several years.
Is that an overall trend with all seed corn, or are there certain traits or companies that might have stood out?
Overall, we've seen seed cost overall increase. Obviously, some of the more latest technologies have increased more than others, but still, there has been a quite dramatic overall increase in seed prices.
Now that we are in some lower commodity markets, is that starting to trend down, or are we seeing any change?
We have not seen overall seed prices decrease, and that is going into 2016. What we are hearing, though, is that the seed companies are not reducing seed prices, but if you're willing to commit a large part of the volume of the farm or pay early, there might be some discounts that are larger than usual. But overall, I would not expect seed costs to be down much from last year or 2015 this year, and probably even see slight increases in seed costs moving into 2016.
With the lower commodity prices and farmers really challenged with looking at the bottom line, how to cut costs, do you see that seed price of seed corn maybe making farmers make other decisions in the year ahead?
Yeah, we are going to need to see, or farmers are going to have to cut costs. Simply the revenue levels have come down, and seed costs are one of the bigger items. So have to look for cost in all areas, but seed is being one of those. I would suspect that many farmers are going to look at technology and see if they need all the traits that are out there, probably cut some of the populations, and maybe even look at some seed companies that they haven't looked at in the past.
And while, Gary, this report specifically looked at seed corn, do you see a trend, maybe an acreage shift or other types of crops included in the rotation to help with those costs?
Yeah, that's a good question. Right now, unfortunately, soybeans, which would be the major competitor to corn, has a pretty low price as well, so its returns are down as well. So probably not looking at an overall shift in acreage, but you could probably see some overall reductions in acreage in the next several years. Probably not in the middle of the corn belt, but in the periphery as people do other things with acres.
Well, Gary, thank you so much for today's update. Any last comments or advice for farmers?
It's going to be one of those years where we have to look at cutting costs, and seed is one of those areas.